I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's been a difficult week.
Hope.
I don't even know what day it is. I know black is supposed to be slimming, but that's just,
you know,
not why.
There's only so much it can do for you.
Right. It just changed everything, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Everything.
It did.
It
did. Y'all, I received a testimonium from Vader. I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was something like, it's going to be a tough week, or I'm going to be wearing black for quite a while.
I believe it was something along those lines, basically.
My first response was, did the skull die?
I mean, no, that was not. And then my response was,
you know, don't you have a favorite song to sing to the skull? And I will always hate you. Will always hate you.
Whitney couldn't have sang that better. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Welcome to the mess, baby. Larry Vader on the mic. Big Fatty in the chair. And
hi.
Right. Nothing on the table. Just jokes and a busted stare. Playing dead or alive with a fart caught in the air. If the question gets weird, Mr. Vader, take your bow. Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. We say it proud and loud. Maybe it's obsession. Maybe it's a holy kind of love. She lit up the whole damn world like a hymn dropped from above. And now the week is heavy, so we slow the swing. Tip our hats, hold tight. Let the blue notes sing. Small porch, soft strings. One Parton, we carry your name tonight. Gone on ahead, still shining white. Oh, little fatty cast, little fatty cast. We show up loud and we never go fast. Little fatty cast, little fatty cast. Love cuts deep, then we bark and blast. Vader, let the nonsense begin. Little fatty cast, little fatty cast. One more blast, then we all roll out.
It was the best I could do on short notice. Well, hello, everyone.
Was that the skit?
Right. Well, I just need filling a little bit of time.
Okay, we'll play the opening music now, I guess.
No, I'm not going to do that to anyone. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 31st of August, 2026, in the... Too soon year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. The last time... Last time we can say that.
No, we can say it anytime we want to.
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of your hosts, the one. Y'all, I'm veiled in black. I've veiled the windows, y'all. New Skull comes into my office every day. Wait, y'all, she's dressed in all black for me. Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I'm mourning, he can't get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today, like always in the special chair, it's Big Fatty.
Oh!
Hi.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Hi. If only I'd sampled that in. Y'all, I was trying to get the AI to come up with something fitting for Miss Dolly, and I didn't have a lot of luck, quite honestly, because you got to be real careful with the AI and the using names and things. But that's the only time you'll hear it. I won't play it again. But
humph. Well, it's just too much.
It's been a week, y'all. It was going to be a bad week to begin with, just because of everything I had going on. And then Tuesday afternoon happened, or Wednesday. I don't remember now which day. Y'all, that all just runs together. And I was in a coworker's office. We'll call her Ginge. And we were bitching about someone. And the head coal miner walked in and said, "Did you hear the news?"
The head coal miner?
No, just the local head coal miner. And said, "Miss Dolly has passed." And y'all, the dog woke up. I slumped over in my chair. Yeah, it was.
Had you heard the news?
No, it happened it was announced while I was in this little chit-chat meeting.
Ah, well, how about that?
So,
well, good thing. I guess that ended that.
Oh, it did. It did. It ended it right away. Y'all, the coal mine went into a state of mourning, basically.
Were there bagpipes?
Well, originally I was just going to play the bagpipes, but I don't like stealing things from other little shows.
Oh, well, so, right. I don't either. I mean.
Yeah. But, so. Y'all, what a what a shock. But I will say I appreciate someone who keeps things close. And, y'all, she's obviously been sick for a while, and that wasn't in the news at all, really. And, a little bit here and there that she was having some health problems. But, that's how I want to go. I want to just be dead one day. I don't want people talking about it for 6 months before it happens. So, I appreciate that. And y'all...
I don't think that would happen.
Well, it would be on the mix every week. They would be
right.
They would probably
should they start talking now? Maybe.
Yeah, probably. So, y'all, it was a big doings this week. Big Fatty, how was your week?
Well, it was an okay week for me. I had special guests. At Fatty's this week again.
I did not know that.
Yes. And you'll have to tune in tomorrow to find out who it is. And
also known as Verify, proof of life. Okay. All right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, I found that new music thing that Daniel Bieber had mentioned.
Oh, so that's the AI that I use to create the little Fattycast bumper or intro. That's Suno. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't get it
to not sing Japanese little girl song.
Oh, poor old thing. Yeah, it used to be really hard to use, but I noticed when I signed back in today to sample the original intro and create today's that it's gotten much easier to use, but it still
obviously I can use
it. Right, but it still has a real hard time with the text prompts. It doesn't quite get it. Now it can make a song that sounds like the original that you upload to use as an inspiration, but it has a hard time with it. So that's why you won't be hearing that LFC intro anymore after today. So that was a one-time deal, and
one-off. They call it. I think that's what the kids call it. Yep, one-off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did anyone get food poisoning Friday night?
Not that I'm aware.
The next question is the nip. I mean, where do I start? Were there...
Just start at the beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Right. Well, I don't know that we want to start at the beginning of the nip. So y'all, did the nip have any Alaxa stories?
A few, but he was mainly just mad because nobody would comment on his pictures that he posted to our group chat.
Mm.
Of course, every picture was the group of them holding the dog standing in front of the Wisconsin state line, the Illinois state line, the beginning of... the Alaska Highway, the end of the Alaska Highway, the border crossing at Canada. Okay.
Poor thing. Y'all, they let him in Canada, too. I think that's important.
But more importantly, they let him out.
Right. Well, there was never any question
about that. And by let him out, we know that means...
Yep, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Yes. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
I need to follow up with the old nip, the nip, just to see. Yeah, I didn't comment on any of his stuff because I couldn't be. You know what they say.
Couldn't be bothered.
If you don't have anything nice to say, it's better not to say anything. So I just didn't. But yeah. So, well.
Oh, well.
Well, I can't wait to hear the stories that he tells, did anyone...
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, did anyone shart themselves in the car?
I don't think so. He was proud to announce that he did not.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Although, there were some close calls.
I mean, I would imagine there's a hole on the side of the Alaska Highway that is... You just want to see, you know, it's a hazmat zone now. So, yeah.
Well, they did say that the rest area on the Alaska Highway was like just outhouses.
If there is anything, yeah, it's just a pull off. You know, I have also driven a portion of the Alaska Highway.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's stunningly beautiful.
Did you drive the gravel portion?
Yes. Well, it's not always gravel. Like, the same parts aren't always gravel. They have to repave it because of the frost heaves. And so what is gravel, probably around Destruction Bay, you know, it's better than it being full of frost heaves. So either way. Well, I
don't know that word. What is that word?
So essentially what happens is the ice melts or the water underneath the road freezes. And it expands up. It pushes the dirt up. So it makes like these big bumps in the highway. And it can launch you into the air if you hit them too fast.
Ooh.
Or if you're Lorena and I on our way to Delta Junction in the back of a 1990s Toyota, they try to launch you in the air. That was... Y'all, I don't get car sick. Big Fatty will get car sick in the back seat. Y'all, I do not, except for that day. Y'all, I was green as could be that day. But it's it was beautiful out there. So, well, okay, that's enough about the nip.
Did you say that we might have some voice letters?
Well, we do. And before we get to the voice letters, we had a couple of e-letters.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and But y'all, we got a couple of e-letters from that wealthy young man about town, Lamont Cranston. I don't know that Lamont Cranston. I know that Daniel Brewer has met him and some of the folks up in the Northeast, but I have not. But he wrote us and said he had a question about a road trip, perhaps May or June. He said he thought he heard me say that I went to Brentwood, Tennessee. And he said, did you pay a call to the widow? Y'all, this is, how did you know? Did you pay a call to the widow Dean while you were there? I just heard on the social medias that she isn't doing so well herself these days.
Oh.
If you do go back to Brentwood, please sure to drop by. Y'all, you know, Lamont, I just, we were working, and I just didn't want to embarrass myself by taking Lorena up into a high-stress situation like that. Y'all, so Lamont, I did not stop by and visit the Widow Dean. But I will tell you, we were going to see a man about some TV, and we didn't because he was getting sued. And y'all, part of the seeing a man about the TV was that Dolly was going to be there that day, and y'all, he was gonna introduce us to her, we didn't go because of the lawsuit. We just didn't want to. I mean, it just didn't feel right, and so y'all, I have never met Dolly. I have seen Dolly live once. I've never met her, but I could have. Gosh, this was probably back in January, February. And I'm very sorry that I did not do that now. But that's life. But y'all, Lamont Cranston followed up. He followed up last week, 2 days later, and said he heard me mention Chef Jeff's on a little show. He was in D.C. in June on a business trip, and there was a salsa emergency in the White House, and they needed his expertise. I don't know if that's code for something, Lamont.
He is up there in the New York City. New York City? So he works in the salsa factory up there.
Right, right. But he said, I had dinner at Chef Jeff's to honor our friend Archer.
Oh.
I loved Archer.
Oh, I thought I thought that he was honoring Miss Nora O'Donnell, but evidently not.
Sorry, you didn't play that. I was waiting on the music.
Well, I don't have it here on the soundboard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and he said, I had dinner at Chef Jeff's to honor our friend Archer. I loved Archer, but that was probably one of the worst dining experiences of my life.
Oh!
I had one of the pizzas, with a disclaimer that I am an Italian dual citizen from the New York, so I know pizza, and I've had plenty of bad pizza in my life. Chef Jeff's was really horrific. I also tried the fried green tomatoes and the hummus, hopefully not together, and they were equally as bad. Perhaps they have gone downhill since Archer moved to another zip code. Like Archer, I won't be dining there again. Signed, Lamont Cranston.
Hi, Lamont.
Hi. So I have not eaten at Chef Jeff's in D.C. I've eaten at the Chef Jeff's in the airport. I understand.
Of course.
They are
not
the same, though similar menus. As far as airport food goes, I think it's – let me wind that back.
Oh, okay.
As far as airport food in Dulles International Airport goes, I think it's fine. It is better than most things around there, yet similar. It's not – It is a highlight of the dining experience at Dulles.
Oof.
Yeah. And so Lamont, I'm sure the prices are similar only because the airport, you know, prices are $8 for a bottle of water. So if I had paid that amount for the food, expecting a nice dining experience, I probably would be a little disappointed. I don't think they have pizza in the area of Puerto, though. That is what eating there will do. Y'all, for $10 less, I don't know if I've ever told this story.
Wait a minute. This just into the LFC. Never told this story before desk. Vader has a story he's never told before. Get ready, everyone!
It really isn't worthy of a bumper or a jingle, if you will. But y'all, the reason years ago, 2 or 3 years ago now, the reason I bought a United Club membership was that I went to, I think I was going to Vegas, and I was on an expense account. So I wasn't Vegas. It was something else. But I was flying home, and I got stuck. I had a long layover, and I was hungry. And so instead of like getting like a one of those to-go sandwiches, I sat down and ate. And y'all, it was $10 more before tip than a pass to the United Club at Chef Jeff's. And it was no better than the boxed soup they sell, that they serve in the United Club. And that is what caused me to buy the United Club membership, because
it was, you love boxed soup.
Well, I'd rather have that than, you know, at least it's prepaid and I don't have to think about it again. So, you know, I did let my United Club membership lapse, but I was there just last weekend. I have the passes because I have them, had a bunch of those saved up. So used my last one last weekend. So maybe rejoining the United Club since I have premier status on United now after this ridiculous year.
That's how they get you.
It's true. It's true. So, yeah, but Lamont, thank you. Seriously, I'm not, I mean, I am being funny, but Lamont, wealthy young man about town, thank you for sending those. Y'all, we don't get many e-letters. So y'all, we just hear from that Scotty.
And if we were to get an e-letter, where would people send that?
Well, they would send it to Matt, MEH, at thelfc.online. We would love to hear from you because y'all, there is something. Now, y'all, anyone who's ever sent us an e-letter has figured this out. I don't reply to the e-letters unless it's something that isn't for the show. If it's personal. Mm-hmm. But I wait and I talk about the e-letters on the show. So that's that. But you know what, Big Fatty? I said when we were getting this all started that we had two e-letters, but I said, you know, we're going to read those before we get to the other thing.
Oh, you big fat thing! You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Might want to fix that in post.
The software fixes it.
Doesn't need any more bass.
Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with this.
You know, John Michael Howe must have gotten old because old people get loud. Ooh. Maybe they can tighten that up.
And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
All right, y'all, we got a voice letter.
Bye. New Mac Mini just dropped. Larry Vader.
I'm aware.
Get out there. Order. The absolute base model is just $1,499 Australian dollars, which is probably means for you guys it's like
$12
or $900 plus tax. Okay, so Scotty, your Aussie battler. Also, rest in peace. Dolly Parton died today, which is bloody tragic.
Correct. Well, thank you, Scotty. I was waiting on the Woodhaven. I was waiting on it. And you won't hear that because the software cuts the silences or clips the silences. But thank you, Scotty. I appreciate the voice letter, the condolences. You didn't really send your condolences, but I'll let that slide on Miss Dolly. Y'all, the Glovita sent his condolences. Y'all, he was all over it the next day. Because y'all, the Glovita, it was like 36 hours later he sent his condolences. And I said, you're a little late. And he said, I don't listen to the news. It's depressing. And I said, well, this news is. But yeah, Scotty, I'm very impressed with the new Mac Mini. I think it'll be good. But they also released the updated Mac Studio. So I ordered, or I will pre-order one of those for the coal mine. They won't, the one I want doesn't come out until October, and that is so that I can run my agentic models locally and do some other things.
Now, what will you do with the old Mac Studio?
I don't have a Mac Studio. I have a Mac Mini.
Well, I thought you did.
Mm-mm. I have a Mac Mini that's running all that stuff.
Oh, yep.
It's okay. It's an M1 Mac Mini. So I will be, I don't know what I'll do with that. Y'all, it's still perfectly good. It's just not fast. It's kind of acting as a file server anyway, so probably just leave it at that. But y'all, remember I said we were having
I believe the nip is at the door.
Oh, good. Well, we can't pause. I've not added that feature, so I'll just keep talking. Y'all, remember when I said we were meeting a man about a tree and about an apartment, cleaning out a hoarding apartment? Y'all met him on Thursday. The tree is coming, but the cleaning out of the apartment, y'all, on Wednesday night, we had to have an emergency HOA board meeting.
Uh-oh.
And about something that I really can't talk about because I think we're going to get sued. We'd rather not talk about that, but and we should be. It was a shitty situation, literally. Met the guys on Wednesday night. I said, "Now, what time are we meeting?" Larry and Larry from the Total Junk Removal on Thursday, and that's TOADAL. Barb said 8 a.m., to which I said, emergency. I did not sign up for 8 a.m. Okay. So, y'all, Lorena, Barb, and I met them there. Y'all, they brought a dump truck and big snow shovels. About 20 minutes later, they called for the second dump truck.
Oh, my God.
And, y'all, they had to break out the things that cover the top, you know, to keep stuff from blowing out on the highway that still blows out and hits your car and puts little rock chips in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those were overflowing over the top full of shit. Mm. That is how much they hauled out of there. So, y'all, I ran out, had a little lunch, went to the tar. I had to change clothes because I stunk because of dog urine. Went out to Tarjay. Y'all, they emptied the place out. They did a fantastic job. They hauled away all the shit that we were had pulled out of the from behind his place, like the door to his truck, stuff like that. And y'all went out to the Tarjay. Y'all got the Purple Fabuloso. Now, you may not know the Purple Fabuloso. That you know, cleaner that you can put in some hot water and mop with. Y'all, it's what they use at the Hog. And I figured if it can de-smellify the Hog, it can probably handle this. Y'all, I'm just going to tell you something about that. I can't find it because nothing is in order anymore. y'all, it didn't work. Correct. No. Y'all, it did say everyone's like, oh my God. And y'all, it is cleaner. But I thought it was that LVT or LVP, excuse me, the rubbery fake wood rubber stuff that you glue down, you know, that looks like wood floor. But y'all, it wasn't. It was like floating wood floor. So the dog urine had gotten, I guess, is absorbed into that wood. So, y'all, it's a loss. It's complete loss. Y'all, someone had, I'm just going to say it. Y'all, they left explosive diarrhea on the wall by the turlet. Mm-hmm. Y'all, the ladies couldn't believe that I was going to clean it. And I had on the Palmolive big yellow gloves. And I said, just get out of the way. Get out of the way. I've got my opera gloves on. Let Miss Horty do what she knows how to do. And y'all.
Now, were you soaking in it?
Well, yes. Y'all, to say.
Okay.
When I told you, remember, we started at 8 a.m. Now, I took about an hour and a half break to come back and change before I started cleaning. Because y'all, the smell of dog urine, when it's, I don't know if we have any scientists who listen, but the it sticks to your clothes. It's what is it? The salts in the urine that cause the smell, and they get in things, so it never really dries up. So I'd had to change clothes, but when I came back at 6 p.m. is when I finished mopping. Y'all, I was listening to Miss Dolly on loud as she would go mode, and I was just mopping and cleaning. I counted. I have a big blister on my finger.
Ooh, look at that.
I mopped the place 8 times. The first 4, the water just turned black after I'd swiped the mop twice. Ugh. Y'all, it was – and I said, I know I'm not going to fix this. The floor's got to come out. But I don't want to be helping remove the floor if we haven't gotten some of this up. And so
right. –
cleaned it all up, cleaned the toilet, cleaned the bathroom. It's fine. The bathroom's actually fine. But what a fucking mess. Y'all, I just don't know how people live like that. But either way, I'm not here to judge, except that I am. But it was terrible. So I went and got some of that stuff, the enzyme you put down that supposedly helps get rid of dog urine smells, just because y'all, I went in there, I'd bought a bag of rags, like of microfiber towels, and I used all of them wiping stuff down, and because I'd bought antibacterial spray for like the toilet and counters and stuff like that, so I'd used all the rags, and so I washed them, I brought them in and washed them with Oxy, and so I was going to take them back. So on Saturday I ran them back up there, and y'all, it's 200 feet, 500 feet from my front door, ran them back, put them in a cabinet, made sure that the air, I put that filter back in the air conditioning. I'd washed it. It had never been washed. Locked up and left. Y'all, my clothes smelled like dog piss.
Ooh.
That's how bad it is. So either way, y'all, there are people in this world who can't have nice things.
Well, hello,
Porcupine. I know we're running late.
We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Dead or Alive.
All right, everybody, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty tells me the name of someone fat and old born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead, like Miss Dolly, or alive, and then I have to tell you who they are, because you are never going to know. Big Fatty, who you got?
Well, the first one is DuBose Hayward.
DuBose Hayward is dead as a doornail. Y'all, DuBose Hayward was a former South Kakalaki politician. I believe he's from South Kakalaki.
DuBose Hayward is indeed dead, and he was born in Charleston, but he was an American novelist and wrote Porgy and Bess. Yes.
Ow. Have y'all seen the skit of Miss Dolly auditioning for Porgy and Bess this week? Hilarious. All right, no. Who else you got?
Arthur Godfrey.
Ooh. He's dead. He just recently died, I feel like, within the last few years. Yeah. He was better known as that Gilbert Godfrey, that comedian.
Yes, Arthur Godfrey is indeed dead. He's been dead for 43 years. He was an American radio and TV host of the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout Show. You know, there are some that will know what that is, and I can remember seeing that. Alan Lerner.
Ooh, Alan Lerner. Y'all, famous quiz program producer. Y'all, late husband of the one and only Miss Betty White. Y'all, dead as a doornail.
All right. Alan Lerner is indeed dead. He was an American Tony and Academy Award-winning lyricist with Frederick Lowe, Lerner and Lowe. They did like My Fair Lady, G.G. Camelot.
Ooh.
And let's see here. Buddy Hackett.
Y'all, dead. There's a theme this week. Dead. Y'all, Buddy Hackett was a musician. I know he was not Buddy Holly. I know better. Buddy Hackett, 1960s musician.
Buddy Hackett is indeed dead. He was, by the way, his given name was Leonard Hacker. He was an American comedian and actor. He was in The Music Man and The Love Bug. And have we got time for one more? He was also on usually a square on the Hollywood Squares with that Paul Lynn.
Oh.
Do we have time for one more? No?
Okay. Apparently we do. Who you got? There was supposed to be a sound effect, and it didn't.
Oh, you done it again.
Who you got?
Marcia Clark.
Marcia Clark. Y'all also dead. Oops. Marcia Clark.
Member of the Pride 48 podcasting.
She was a judge. Famous female activist and judge.
Marcia Clark is alive. Ooh. And she was an American district attorney in Los Angeles and prosecuted the O.J. Simpson case.
There is no way she's still alive. Is she really?
Well, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
She's just 3 years older than me.
Like I said, there's no way.
Shut up.
Y'all, what'd you think about the show? What did it sound? Last week sounded terrible. Y'all, that was just the Zoom recording that I had to use last week because the recording app still didn't work. But fingers crossed.
Oh, okay.
Fingers crossed we get something this week. So, y'all, it's complex.
Y'all, is that just out of curiosity, is that part of the Kashi betting system?
Right. Right. It probably is by now. I'm sure that Adam Burns has added.
If it's not, I'm sure probably Daniel Bieber has started that. Will the LFC, we could start that about the mix.
We'd never know because, yeah.
Well, we'd always win because, Speaking of things that are dead, like Miss Dolly Hortensia Levatra Pardon.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Too soon.
Where do we sign the book?